We usually save that for Beck Wilson.
Well, this is appropriate, though.
Yes, it is, because the Brisbane Lions' Mitch Robinson, the Wrecking Ball, joins us here on Breakfast this morning. Morning, Mitch.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Nice intro.
Hey, Mitch, it was as though you weren't too happy with Joel Selwood, that you had to wear him pretty closely. Was that the instructions given, or did you take that upon yourself?
No, it was more just a battle in the last quarter. Earlier in the game, I had the role in Dangerfield, and he probably got the better of me in the first quarter when I kicked a couple of goals when I was off, on the bench and stuff, which got under my skin a bit. Then in the last quarter, we're down by about 60 points, and I kind of had enough. So he might have said a few things that got under my skin, and his trash talk was probably a bit better than mine, so I probably got sucked in a bit there.
Can you just give us a little bit of an indication what it is that he might be rolling with out there verbally?
No, I'm not one to repeat verbal exchanges. I'll leave them just down the field, but it was good that we shook hands after the game. And
that's what it's about.
He's a player that doesn't like to back down from physicality, and so am I. So watching the tape now is actually pretty funny, but luckily didn't go overboard and can play this week.
Jay, it must be hard when you turn up to the footy and the coach says, well, I've got two jobs for you today. One is to run around after Patrick Dangerfield, and after you've enjoyed that, there's this guy called Joel Selwood who wants to see you.
Yeah, there's a bloke who's racking up 26 and kicking a few goals, and the next guy's kicking about having about 41 touches too. So it was a mixed bag of roles on the day, and unfortunately their midfield smashed our midfield. So I think it's something that we need to work on this week when we come up against the Suns.
Have you got a preference of which one you'd take first? Is Paddy? Are they totally different players?
Yeah, Paddy's more explosive. Selwood's got clean skills and quick hands and stuff, and Paddy just likes to probably sit outside the contest and bust through it. So it's kind of hard not to give away a free kick when you're playing in the gating role. That's what I call it these days, instead of tagging. So just trying to nullify their impact around the stoppages. So I get that job done, and they get the 1-2s on the outside, which is pretty hard. So it comes down to a team role after that.
Well, Mitch, it gets much easier because you play the Suns this week and they'll probably give you Ablett.
Yeah, that's going from one gun to the next superstar of the game. So that's always good. But no, we haven't had our Oppo preview yet, so there's another bloke called Aaron Hall running around, averaging 36, so you just never know, really. But we'll see who comes back in the mix this week, and we'll go from there.
What about for you guys, Tommy Rockliffe? Is he a chance to be playing this week?
Not too sure. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a two-week injury. I had a similar one after round one, so it took me a week, and mine was a little bit less than his, and I think they're just going to be cautious with him and try and get him back the week after, because there's no point rushing him back. But the good thing is that Richie will have to get through a training session tomorrow, and hopefully he comes back, because we're missing three of our best players. That's a few hundred games experience in Rockcliffe, Beams and Richie, so hopefully we get one of them back.
Mitch Robinson from the Brisbane Lions is with us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN. Mitch, it's a game that you instinctively play very physically, and it's when you're at your best. And the rules of the game are increasingly trying to mitigate against that and make it harder for players to have body contact that might be a little sharp. Does that make it more difficult for you to play the game on your own terms and naturally?
Yeah, at times it feels like it's not, I wouldn't say getting soft, because you still see big hits like Mummy last week, how he absolutely crunched Duncan. So I love seeing that kind of stuff. If it's fair and the player kind of goes in half the ball as well. So it is probably getting past the days where you can line someone up from 10 metres away and put them on the back. But, it feels like it might be getting past me a little bit, but I just have to make sure that I control my aggression and keep playing the ball, not the body, and just sticking hard tackles, because I used to be a player that loved to dump players in a tackle, and now you can't do that. So it's just one of those things that you just got to adapt to the game, like I'm sure the supporters are as well.
Talking to Brisbane Lion midfielder Mitch Robinson. And Mitch, are you a lover of the game? Are you one of those footy nuts? Because we talk to lots of blokes that play footy, and some of them can sort of take and leave, whether they watch footy on the weekends when they're not involved. Are you one of those real lovers of the game or not?
No, I wouldn't say I love the game. It's one of the best jobs that you can have, I think, going around. So, but it helps me provide for my family, which is a massive thing for me. But I'm not a massive lover of the game. Watching Vision, I'll watch the review of our game and who we're playing next. That's probably as far as it goes. It has taken a toll on me, the AFL, but at the moment I'm loving my time in Brisbane, so that's probably revitalised me a fair bit when I come up here and got to experience the culture up here, which I absolutely love. So that's probably the fresh start that I needed, and you know, I'm up here for a couple more years and hopefully sign another deal. So I'm absolutely loving my time in Brizzy.
When you say it's taken a toll on you, what are the things that it's most taken out of you, the game?
Yeah, just mentally. Time. I was heavily scrutinised in Melbourne with the media down there so popular. AFL is a massive sport down there, as in rugby's up here is probably the similar thing. So up here, there's a bit more freedom. If you get noticed, it's probably just a few Victorians that are on holidays up here. So that's probably the only reason you'd get noticed. But other than that, it's just awesome for me now that I've got the family life and I can put all those other things in the past. And as soon as I got up here, you know, Leper and Swanee just said, you know, it's a fresh start and just go play a normal game and just enjoy yourself with your family. Because, you know, 40 minutes down the coast, you've got all the theme parks, and 2 hours up the other way, you've got Noosa. So it's very family-orientated for me up here.
And you've just had a second child, I believe, Mitch.
Yep, a little girl called Charlie. So Chance and Charlie rolls off the tongue pretty well. She's pretty good. She just breastfeeds and sleeps the whole time, and I'm just looking after the boys. So that's my role in the family.
I do believe you've got a podcast going. I was on the Brisbane Lions website if Lions fans want to check it out. Tell us about it.
I had a podcast in at Colton Days, and that went pretty well. So I've just started one. We've started one up here with me and Dom Fay. It's just pretty much, you know, similar to that. We just talk about the game and, you know, a few things that's going on in football, and get a few guests on here and there. And the ratings are going pretty well at the moment. I think we're top five last week in the Sports and Recreation podcast. So we'll keep going along. Little plug there, but no, it's just a bit of fun. They wanted me to do something within the club, and I've got to face the radio instead of getting on TV, so I'll just stick to podcast.
Hey, Mitch, what do you reckon you'll be doing in 10 years after your AFL career's over?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I've got a passion to be a player agent. I think I've been through a fair bit in AFL, and I can offer, you know, players a bit of guidance, and I love the marketing side of things, contract negotiations that they kind of excite me when I get to go through mine. And
do you do, you know, your own?
Manager and I. No, I don't. I've got a great sport in Vivid Sport. Great team in Vivid Sport. Got Nat Ireland and Peter Blutch there, and Timmy Hazel, who looks after me every day. So, but we do go through it a fair bit, and I can't do that till I finish footy. But I've just started work with AFL Queensland in marketing and game development. So I'm just trying to keep busy off field because I've only got a few years left in AFL, and I do believe that the salary will drop down a fair bit after that. So we'll see how we go.
Good luck.
Looks like you got it all in good perspective, which is important. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck with the remainder of the year.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Mitch Robinson from the Brisbane Lions.